Over the past few months, I have received numerous emails and complaints about inefficiencies at various master's offices around the country. These offices are responsible for the administration of liquidations and deceased estates, the registration of trusts, and the administration of the Guardians Fund. These complaints refer to significant backlogs, the unavailability of personnel to assist with inquiries, widespread inefficiencies, corruption, and a general lack of service delivery. On the line is John Jeffrey. He's the Deputy Justice and Constitutional Development Minister, and he recently visited several master's offices around the country unannounced. John, thank you so much for your time. Which offices did you visit and what did you find?
Look, so far it's only been Cape Town, the Master of the High Court in Cape Town, and Pretoria. Things were a little bit different in each office. Well, with Cape Town, I went with the chair of the Legal Practice Council, Janine Myberg. And with Pretoria, I went with the deputy chair, who's from Gauteng. And look, the master's office have had problems over COVID. I mean, they're quite a confined space and a lot of people coming in. So there were backlogs from the COVID time, particularly when staff were on rotation, and so not everybody was at work. There was then a problem in September for a few weeks where there was a ransomware attack on the departmental IT equipment or IT systems, and that meant that they couldn't issue letters of executorship or other important documents. So they have had those problems. However, there's a lot that they can do to improve. I did a report on the Cape Town Master's Office, which I have sent to the Chief Master and the Director General. I'm waiting to meet with them to discuss that report. I've then also am in the process of finalizing a report on the Pretoria one, and will also want their responses to the recommendations there.
Who is the accountable person for the master's offices? Is it the chief master, or should that accountability be, you know, seen more at the level of the regional offices?
I would have thought it's more, I mean, there's a master at each office, and that master is under the chief master. I think the regional offices try and assist, but I think have too much to do with the master's office.
And are they being held accountable?
Well, that's what I'm ensuring. We have had meetings before, virtual meetings with particularly attorneys and the chief master and most, I think, if not all of the masters from the different provinces, but we need to ensure greater accountability.
The question is, when do you foresee an increase in service delivery? Because yes, I know COVID has caused a lot of challenges for many offices, not only in the state, but in the private sector as well. But things are returning back to normal. Do you foresee an improvement in service delivery in the near future?
Well, that's my expectation, that there should have been an improvement in service delivery yesterday, particularly when the restrictions on the rotation were lifted, which was actually end of last year. And that's what I'm going to be pushing for. Let me also say that the Justice Portfolio Committee in the National Assembly also visited the Cape Town Master's Office. I think it was a week before last. So there are other bodies who've also been going there to see what's happening. There's a lot of work that, as I said, that needs to be done in terms of changing mindsets, that kind of thing.
As I understand, the Fiduciary Institution of South Africa has offered assistance. Is there not an option to make use of private sector assistance to try and improve efficiencies?
That is something I very much want to explore with the Chief Master and the Director General.
So what is the message for fiduciary experts who are dependent on the master's offices to, you know, conduct their business and, you know, facilitate or administrate estates and liquidations and even the administration of the Guardians Fund, which is an absolutely critical body in South Africa?
To some extent, it's bear with us, but report problems. It's not surprising that things take a little bit longer, but they shouldn't take too much longer. If things are not being resolved, then please report that. But otherwise, please bear with us as we sort this out, and it should be sorted out soon.
There have been lots of allegations of corruption. There are even set prices, apparently, for certain files if you want a speedy service. I know steps have been taken to curb corruption, but what is the current status of those steps? And have you actually held people accountable and prosecuted people for corruption in those offices?
Yeah, there are people who've been dismissed and prosecuted and convicted. I haven't had the details. Obviously, when service delivery is bad, it's a more fertile environment for corruption. The members of the public are more willing to pay extra money to have things speeded up. And obviously, that is wrong. So I'd also want to appeal to members of the public, professionals, do not pay any bribes to make things go faster, because it's wrong. Those civil servants, public servants, are not entitled to that extra money. And if it happens, if somebody asks for a bribe, please report it.
John, thank you so much for your time. That was John Jeffrey, the Deputy Minister for Justice and Constitutional Development.